Marcus East, graduated class of 2001. So I'm working in private practice as a clinical psychologist. I have a clinic in Netherlands. I work 4 days per week, and the remainder of my time is spent as now a family man with a father of two, a boy who is 4 and a half, and another boy who is 15 months old, and of course my wife, Brittany. Did I know I was going to be working as a psychologist when I left school? The answer is yes and no, in the sense that when I was about 16, I did decide this is what I wanted to do as a career. I didn't, however, understand all that was involved with it initially. It did take me enduring a few years of undergraduate study and getting through all the theory and the foundations and the developmental psychology to eventually get to something that resembled something like my original vision. So in the end, yes, I did end up where I thought I would be, but it was a more indirect path than I expected. So what drew me to psychology initially? I sort of half joke about this, but there is some truth to it. I was very much the guy in the friend zone for many of the girls in my year, and I found myself kind of being stand-in counselor, usually for boyfriend issues and that kind of thing. That actually was something that contributed to my interest in the field, you know, being able to actually turn a profession out of or create a profession out of something which I quite naturally gravitated towards anyway. So yeah, that was one component. And the other component is that I just have always had quite an interest in the workings of the human mind. And that's something which over time has become more and more a part of the work I do, alongside the trying to help people. It's actually as thoroughly as possible understanding more and more about how the human brain works. And that was certainly something that was an interest from the early days, from age 16. So my most prominent memories are kind of social, even in the classroom setting. You know, there were academic elements, but it was my experiences with teachers and with other students. There was definitely a sense of community, and I found that nothing was sort of rammed down my throat per se. I was given a degree of independence and given a bit of a voice. And I think that really came to the fore in year 12. There was something that transitioned, whether it was the way that we were treated by the teachers as the older students, or whether it was just a greater sense perhaps of maturity, but there was a sense of greater equality or even mutual respect between us and the teachers. That seemed to emerge around year 12. And so the sense of community and the friendships and the ability to kind of practice having my grown-up voice, that really began emerging sort of in the final year of high school. And that for me still remains as one of the most prominent, perhaps meaningful components of my experience there. So advice for current students, it is for me the most important thing that I think occurred to me late in my time at high school, and that was the importance of being authentic to myself. I was quite the social chameleon for the first few years, and it was all based on trying to fit in and perhaps not having the greatest opinion of myself in terms of, you know, being likable and being the kind of person who does fit in. At a certain point, it kind of dawned on me that I had to be authentic. And so that didn't always rub people the right way, but for the people who did accept me for who I was, it deepened and strengthened existing relationships and friendships, and I think it has sort of paved the way for what I would call a pretty healthy self-esteem through adulthood. So I know not everyone is able to necessarily get a strong sense of identity, or perhaps is able to override some of the social pressures to be truly authentic at a time when fitting in matters so much. But if one can get a good sense of who they truly are, and if they are able to try to put it into practice, I think the earlier that one can do that, the greater the benefit for a person long term. Because I believe authenticity to oneself also fosters greater self-awareness. It really is the sense of community and self-esteem that I left with. And friendships as well. There are still some very close friends who were my close friends at the time when I went through high school. There's a fondness with which I think about St. Norbert's based on those couple of factors. So yeah, for me, it was special because it certainly fostered a sense of community and friendships and self-worth, and even gave me a sense of being respected as a mature, I suppose, emerging adult.